Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Welcome to this episode of We're Not Fucking Historians with me, Shane Todd.
And me, Hazel Hayes.
I nearly said and her, Hazel Hayes, but is that disrespectful?
Probably not,
but it might be.
We call each other worse than that.
Yeah. Look, this is, you know by now, but if you don't, this is a podcast for people that like history but aren't annoying about it.
Yeah.
Well, actually,
there's no well actuallys here.
What we do is we take a different subject every episode from Irish history. Sometimes it's something that happened, you know, a battle or a character, and sometimes it's a myth or it's a legend. And that's exactly what I've picked today. So I'm going to ask you to start off, what do you know about, when I say Finn McCool?
Yeah.
Who sounds like a guy that might have opened for MC Hammer?
Yeah.
Back in the days. What do you know about Finn McCool?
Honestly, he sounds like a bad DJ was what I was going to say.
Yeah.
I know I should know about this, and I'm pretty sure I learned about this in school. And I almost Googled it beforehand just so that I could like not look like a complete idiot, but I really don't know much. Like, he's a good lad. I'm going to say he's a good lad. He's definitely not a baddie. Bit of a ledge, I would say.
Yeah, legend. I mean, look, we're going to deal with legends of Irish history, but there's legends in a different category.
Yes. Yeah.
Finn McCool, according to legend, was a 3rd century warrior chieftain in medieval Ireland.
3rd century, as in we're talking 200s?
He was knocking about in the 200s.
He was knocking about the 200s. Good. Okay.
That's peak Finn McCool time. Now, what we're going to deal with here is a lot of like different tales. Okay, there was tales called the Fenian Cycle.
Okay, why are you laughing at that?
I don't know, because that's, you know, for people might not know, Fenian is quite a derogatory word for Catholic used in Northern Ireland. So the only time in my life I can use it is when I'm talking about the Fenian Cycle.
Oh, I didn't realise that I was being insulted right now. Okay.
Well, look, the Fenian Cycle, I'll probably say it 7,000 times during this episode.
Just enjoy. Use that in a real historical, scientific context. I think it's fine.
There are stories based around the mythical hero Finn McCool and the warriors of the Finna. There will be many Irish words and names. Will I say them right?
No, never.
Will people feel the need to pull me up on this? Yes. But should you? No.
Absolutely not.
You shouldn't.
It only adds to the charm.
Well, look, Finn had these warriors who were, and I quote, forest-dwelling mercenaries. That's pretty cool to describe yourself.
Forest-dwelling mercenary. Yep.
It sounds like an insult, doesn't it? You forest-dwelling mercenary.
It does. And at the same time, quite a cool vocation.
Yeah, you're just in the trees waiting for the doe.
Yeah.
You know? But they were also known as, and this makes them sound like a pretty shit metal band, they were also known as the Soldiers of Destiny.
Yeah, that's like 80s rock.
Yeah.
Ballad.
They're so bad.
Yeah. The Soldiers of Destiny.
Yeah.
Okay.
The Soldiers of Destiny would perform at working men's clubs in Ireland, and not that many people come and see them, apart from two guys who love them.
Absolutely.
Follow them everywhere.
Have the t-shirts, yeah. Stand at the front.
They're both called Brian. The two guys that love it. So these Fenian tales are said to have been written as poems by Finn McCool's son, Oisin, and retold by the Irish people for generations. So if you're from Northern Ireland especially, you grew up knowing about Finn McCool. And there's a couple of different stories about him, but I want to focus on the Giant's Causeway. So the Giant's Causeway, I think is one of the wonders of the world, or if it isn't, it's something that we claim is one of the wonders of the world.
Yeah, gotcha.
How many wonders of the world is there? Seven? I think we always go, it's the eighth wonder of the world.
They say that about a lot of things.
Do they?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
I think Giant's Causeway might actually be one.
It might be a wonder of the world.
I want to check, but there's no checking. There's no fact checking on this
show.
No,
we don't
do
that.
Let's say it is.
It is. It's one of the wonders of the world.
One of the wonders of the world.
So for anyone who doesn't know what the Giant's Causeway is, it's a group of rocks on the north coast of Northern Ireland.
Really,
and that's really all it is.
Yeah.
Have you been?
I have not been.
Don't
We've
go.
Discussed before, I've not frequented the north except that one time.
All right, Jon Snow.
My mother drove up to buy cheap cleaning products.
That's right. That's right. And we still talk about that.
We do. We still talk about it. I haven't. I have seen pictures and it does look more than just a bunch of rocks. It is kind of, it's pretty wonderful.
Here's the thing, and a lot of people back home won't like me saying this. See, when you've seen a picture of it,
yeah,
you've seen it. Oh, you know, it's one of those ones where like, they're like, I think basalt rock columns, right? The hexagon shaped columns. Now, it would be cool if you went to it and those columns went like up and down.
Yeah, and like you like jumped game. From one to another. Yeah,
that doesn't happen.
Like in a Sega Mega Drive game, for example.
It's just rocks.
It's just rocks.
It's just rocks. So the big
thing
is...
they're very big.
Yes.
Okay. Sorry, I'm really trying to... defend the Giant's Causeway.
Google, if you're listening to this, Google the Giant's Causeway, right? And see a picture of it.
Get a picture.
Because people, don't go, but people back, the government are going to hate this back home.
Yeah,
they're going to be like, stop it, it's one of the only things we have.
We're like anti-tourism.
Yeah. So people go, it's so visually spectacular and weird. How did it get there? That's when our boy Finn McCullough comes in. Now, again, this might not be black and white history here. This might be, you know, in colour, let's just say. It might be more of a myth, according to some.
If you're going to tell me that one dude made all those rocks, which we all know eroded over millennia, then, yeah, it's probably not strictly true.
Let's see if you're saying that after I tell you this.
Okay.
Now, there's a couple of myths around Finn McCool and the Giant's Causeway. It's a series of rocks and you can see Scotland just, I think, like 14 miles across the other side. And legend has it there was a rock bridge that went across built by none other than our boy Finn McCool.
Wow. Ireland and Scotland are quite far apart.
About 14 miles in some places.
Cool.
Now, the first version of the reason why the Giant's Causeway is there is that Finn McCool wanted to travel between Ireland and Scotland without getting his feet wet. Now, that's not a great myth. That's not a great myth. It's not like a wild story or
that
anything.
That makes him sound quite precious.
It makes him sound like a dick.
I just didn't want to get my feet wet.
You know what it was?
That's why I built a bridge.
He probably didn't mind getting his feet wet.
No.
It was the sand. I think he didn't like having wet feet. Then he steps on sand in Scotland.
Yeah.
How you get that off your feet?
Bit of an Anakin Skywalker moment there.
Bring an empty bottle of Coke with water in it. That's just practical advice for if you're down the beach and you've sand your feet. And then you sit in the car with your feet outside, pour the
water on.
Pour the water on you.
Finn may not have had a bottle of
Well, he was a
Coke.
Giant. I forgot to mention.
You forgot to mention he was a giant.
Yeah, that's probably the first thing a lot of people would have
I probably
known
would have
about
opened with that, Shane. Yeah.
Finn McCool was a giant. Even for a giant, he was big.
How big?
It's difficult to say, but some people would say upwards of 40 feet. Huge Irish mythical
you
giant.
You definitely should have opened with that.
Finn McCool was a giant.
Okay, what you did was you talked about rocks for give or take 10 minutes.
Second myth about the Giant's Causeway and Finn McCool was he was in love with a giant woman that lived on Staffa in Scotland and the causeway was built as an attempt to bring her back to Ireland.
Well,
so that's kind of nice.
That's nice, yeah.
But we don't give a fuck about those.
He's
because,
still a little bit of a cuck in that one though, isn't
he?
Yeah.
I think he's saying that, but it's just an excuse because he doesn't want to get his feet wet.
He didn't want to get
his feet wet. He doesn't love her. He likes her.
She's fine.
He doesn't love her. It's an excuse to keep his feet dry. Now, here's what I'm going to focus on. Here's the story I'm going to tell you.
Okay, here's the one that we're going to say is true.
Finn McCool versus Ben O'Donner. Now, Ben O'Donner...
Wasn't he a footballer?
No. I think you're thinking of Maradona. which would be a way better story. Finn McCool and Diego Maradona.
Let's tell that one.
Yeah.
For the rest of the story, I'm imagining whoever this other guy is Diego Maradona.
Which he's already at a
he's
disadvantage.
In his kit and everything.
Because Diego Maradona was so small.
Tiny.
So it's not even like he's a tall man.
No.
But he took on the world at the 1982 World Cup, and then he took on third century Irish giant Finn McCool, and some would say his biggest challenge yet.
I love that you just knew that about Maradona as well.
Yeah.
1982 World Cup.
Yeah.
Who did he play for?
Argentina.
Oh, I was going to say Brazil.
No.
It was. Oh, I knew it was some South American country.
Yeah.
But okay, great.
So it's him. Diego Maradona is irrelevant to this story. But if people do want to picture Ben O'Donner as having maybe just the face of Diego Maradona.
Yeah.
But Ben O'Donner was a giant who was twice as big as Finn McCool. He lived over in Scotland. Finn McCool was in Ireland. There's not that much space between
when
them.
You're like 80 foot tall.
Yeah.
That's a few steps if you're willing to get your feet wet.
It's about 2 miles. Probably equivalent to about 2 miles between them.
Miles.
Now, people start winding up Finn McCool, stirring the pot. People are going, you heard about this Ben O'Donner fella? Finn McCool, his ears prick up. Here he is.
Yeah.
Who's that? Because Finn McCool's the giant of Ireland.
Yeah.
And they say, oh, you think you're big? There's a guy over in Scotland there, Ben O'Donner, with the face of Diego Maradona, who is bigger than you. Probably beat you in a fight.
Very good at football.
Yeah. And he probably beat you in a fight.
Yeah.
And Finn McCool hates this. So what Finn McCool does, according to legend, is he builds a bridge between Ireland and Scotland,
mm-hmm.
in anger, to go over there and sort out Ben O'Donner. Because he's like, there's no way, Finn McCool's like, there's no way he's bigger than me.
Yeah.
So he creates this bridge and he goes across.
Right.
He lands in Scotland. And as he gets there, he's ready for a, you know what I mean? He's ready for a fight.
Yeah.
He sees footprints that are twice the size of his. And he starts to get a little bit nervous.
Right.
Then he looks around. And after a while, because he can't help but see Ben O'Donner, the Scottish giant, who's asleep. And he's got this big red beard that's like a sea of leaves. Looks like, you know, like autumnal leaves.
Yeah.
That's just his beard. Goes on for like a mile. Finn McCool sees Ben O'Donner. This is cock, right? Because he doesn't wake him up to have a fight. What he does is cuts his beard. Finn McCool, in such a bitchy move, cuts off Ben O'Donner's beard and then scarpers back across the Irish Sea, back to Ireland. Now, the legend is this. Finn McCool hears that Ben O'Donner's like, I know what you've done. Yeah. And I'm coming over to you. How about that? I'm coming over to you. He's incensed. He wakes up. He's no beard, because his beard like was working for him. I think his beard was like really cute. So he's, you know, because guys that have beards, when they don't have beards, a lot of them look weird because they're hiding weird chins.
Yeah.
But they're either hiding weird chins or a total lack of.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So Ben O'Donnell is probably a real sexy Scottish giant, and now he just looks terrible.
I'd like to just take a moment
mm-hmm.
to just say what a bitch move that is.
100%. I bet you told people as well. He's like, I knocked him out. You didn't. You cut it. You cut a little bit of his beard off.
It's the equivalent to shaving someone's eyebrows off at a sleepover, isn't it? Which is hilarious, actually.
He put Ben O'Donner's hands in water, tried to make him piss in bed.
Now that I think about it, like, look, he could have killed him.
Yeah.
He just did a bit of mischief instead.
Yeah.
And how do you think he knew it was Finn when he woke up? He was like, I know exactly who's done this.
Because who would have... Who would have been big enough to cut it?
Yeah.
You know, who would have had scissors on their person that big? It could only be Finn McCool. I think someone was stirring this on both sides.
Obviously. Do you think the people of Northern Ireland were manufacturing utensils large enough for Finn at this point?
Yeah.
Handed in the giant scissors.
Yeah.
Off you go.
Yeah.
Okay. And
he's gone over. He's cut Ben O'Donner's beard, but get ready for the shit to go down. Because do you think Ben O'Donner's going to wake up and look like a, you know, no chin guy? And take that?
No.
He's not. Here's where it kicks off. This is the real legend of Finn McCool. We'll be back after these messages.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Kate Thornton. Join me every week on White Wine Question Time, the podcast that asks famous faces three thought-provoking questions over three glasses of wine.
It's very rare to be introduced with such a thorough introduction, and it's kind of lovely to listen to all that and go, yeah, I've had a good life, right?
You really have.
How did you find that? I can't even remember. Yeah,
you do your research, Kate, man. I'll tell you that.
Do you know what? You are the only person ever, no other journalist has ever made that connection.
Wow, what a great question.
And receives some truly memorable answers.
And Tom Cruise came, and Nicole Kidman. I go to him, listen, before you go, Tom, I just want you to know, if you fancy a foursome, I'm up for it, and I know Anne-Marie doesn't mind.
When I first dated my now husband, I joined a gym for, I'm going to say, £1,000 a year, just so I could go off and have a poo.
I actually got heckled once in Wales, and there was a bloke at the bar on crutches, and he actually said to me, I'd rather fall over than listen to this shit. And he threw his crutches at me and fell over. Can you believe that?
I've got some cat's ashes, I don't know who they are.
You've been catfished by your own cat.
Exactly, seriously, man.
Dad, have you thought about putting in a breakfast nook? And my dad was thinking of that. Have you thought about getting your own fucking house?
How did you give a duck an orgasm, Craig?
It's good with them, you know.
And then we're way around a duck.
So if you fancy a sit-down with the likes of Adam Hills, Tom Allen, Hannah Waddingham, Phil Tufnell, James Acaster and Ed Gamble, Daisy May Cooper and tons more, then join me every Tuesday and Friday. Search White Wine Question Time in your podcast app to subscribe and listen now. White Wine Question Time is a Stack production.
Abroad in Japan is the Stack podcast that brings you a taste of life in Japan. Recently, Chris Broad was joined by NHK contributor and legendary video game streamer Pete for a chat about his life as a TEFL teacher.
I one time taught a woman who was still pregnant, and I had to teach her stomach.
What?
Yes, and so...
Wait, what?
She came in, 7 months pregnant, and they're like, no, she wants you to talk to her stomach. So I was sitting there giving instruction, very specifically.
No.
She held her tummy, and she said, I think he's getting it. And I thought, oh dear God.
Just bizarre. Search Abroad in Japan on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods. New episodes every Wednesday and Sunday.
Be careful of the edge, because they just left you on a cliffhanger there, Hazel. Finn McCool versus Ben O'Donner. I've just told you, Finn McCool shaves Ben O'Donner's beard, scarpers back to Ireland, shitting himself, because he knows that that's not going to sit well.
Like the wee little scumbag that he is.
Yeah. Now, Finn has a wife, and she's the brains of the outfit, okay?
They always are.
She's making pancakes.
Oh.
Right. She's making pancakes
huge
when he comes
ones?
Back.
What size is his wife?
She's a giant as well. Not as big as Finn McCool, but she's a giant too.
Oh.
So the pancakes are like flip, like parasols.
Right, like if they landed on you, they'd kill you.
They wouldn't kill you, but it would be extremely difficult to get out of them. A bit like a parasol fell on you. No one's been killed. Well, not people probably have. A parasol falling on them.
Not,
probably.
To my knowledge, nobody has died from a pancake landing on them.
No, it'd be a hilarious way to go.
So I want to go.
I can think of better ways to go. But happened was...
Oh, don't do puns. What have I told you?
What happened was... Finn McCool scarpers home, but Ben O'Donner's chasing him.
Oh.
Ben O'Donner starts running.
Oh.
Finn McCool gets home. He's like saying to his wife, he's like, I fucked it. I'm acting the big man here. I don't know what to do.
Yeah.
His wife says, get in bed there. Now, if this isn't going where you think it's going, she goes, get in bed. She puts quilts and blankets over him and covers everything bar his eyes and
right.
says, pretend to be asleep. Ben O'Donner comes over, kicks it. This is about to be Battle of the Giants. He kicks in Finn McCool's door.
Yeah.
And Finn McCool's wife's just cooking up pancakes in a big giant skillet. It would be. There's no point in having a normal size. You'd have to make so many pancakes.
Yeah. Again, they got this from the giant utensil shop that they've set up just for them.
Yes.
Yeah.
So Bennett Donner kicks the door in. He says, "Where is Finn McCool?" He looks at the bed. Finn McCool's wife, calm as you like, says to Bennett Donner, "Oh, Finn McCool's not here. This is his little son. He's just asleep. Don't wake him up." So Bennett Donner looks at Finn McCool's son, thinks, if that's the size of the son, what size is the father? So Finn McCool is probably under the blankets, pissing himself.
Breaking it.
I think he's breaking it, but I think he also thinks this is great banter from his wife.
Okay.
You know, like a real, like, you shouldn't laugh, but I think he's giggling a bit. He's like,
his shoulders are just shaking a tiny bit. Yeah.
So Bennett Donner is trying to play it cool, and he's like, "Oh, well, where is Finn McCool?" She's like, "Oh, he's gone out hunting. She said, "Do you want to have a pancake?"
Yeah.
Now he looks at the giant skillet and she says, "This is just a pancake for my son when he wakes up. It's a giant pancake."
Yeah, yeah.
So Bennett Donner's like, "Yeah, okay, I'll have a pancake." What Finn McCool's wife does, according to legend, is she makes a pancake so big that covers the skillet. She gives it to Bennett Donner and says, "Here's your pancake." He takes a bite of it. He's burnt his gob, as we would say in Northern Ireland.
He's having a terrible... I feel a bit sorry for him. He didn't ask for any of this.
He's thought he's going to get over there, open up Finn McCool's door, see Finn McCool, spark him out, and leave. But now he's realised that, like, this is far worse than he ever could have thought.
Yeah.
So Bennett Donner scarpers back to Scotland.
Because he burnt his mouth.
He burnt his mouth. That's probably more embarrassment.
Ridiculous giant.
That's probably more embarrassment than anything.
His pride was hurt.
But he's run back to Scotland.
Okay.
As he's on his way back to Scotland, bear in mind there's this link, there's a causeway between Ireland and Scotland. He breaks that as he goes. Because he doesn't want Finn McCool and his giant baby to come and get him.
No.
So that's why there's only a little bit of the Giant's Causeway left. And that is the myth of the Giant's Causeway.
Wow.
Yeah. Finn McCool threw a big rock at him as he left, which I thought was a little bit crass.
The whole thing's a bit crass, really. He was just in Scotland minding his own business.
Bennett Donner didn't really want to fight.
He didn't ask for any of this.
Finn McCool's wife saved the day, though. Finn McCool kind of comes across a little bit of a dick.
I will be totally honest. I think in my head, he was more of like a Cú Chulainn character.
Right.
Who was a hero. Like a good guy.
Well, there's so many different stories and myths about him. Another story was that he was born in illegitimacy. Is that a word?
Yeah.
Illegitimacy.
That's not a place.
Yeah, he's born in illegitimacy, County Clare.
Illegitimacy, Alabama. No, he,
out of wedlock.
Yeah.
Is that what that is? Yeah, they say, well, apparently Finn McCool, this is another legend, was a guy who was born in illegitimacy. He had to serve different kings to disguise his identity, including the King of Bantry, who, as we all know, was just great crack.
Good crack, yeah.
The King of Bantry, like, never got in, never made military decisions, always looking for the laugh, always just...
two steps ahead.
And he would always say, even if, like, loads of his men had died because of his pranks, he would always go, "Hey, that's why they call me the King of Bantry."
Hey.
And they're like, "You should start, you're causing so many deaths here."
Brian, could you not? Like, everyone was called Brian then.
Yeah.
I have a question.
Whatever it is, I can answer it.
Okay. So we talk about Finn as being this like very sort of special one-off giant.
Yes.
But then what's happened there is you've just mentioned his parents.
Yeah.
So surely the woman who gave birth to him was also a giant? No.
Yes. Yes.
Yes?
Well, yes and no. It's interesting, you know, if you're going to ask me about Finn's parents, that's something... I'm just not willing to discuss. And it's not because I don't know.
Okay.
It's just, let's just focus on Finn.
Bit too personal.
But there are myths that his parents were giants and then some would say they weren't.
And if they weren't, how?
Magic. You just have to believe. You just have to believe. It's like Ireland qualifying for the World Cup 2002. You just have to believe. Like, how is that possible?
Did we?
Yeah.
We got
Remember Roy Keane left?
Yeah, but we got knocked out really quickly.
Yeah, we should do an episode on that about Roy Keane leaving.
100% should.
Do you know, here's the thing, can I say this?
Yes.
I think Roy would kind of like this podcast.
Oh.
Yeah. I think he'd like it, but he would never tell you.
I vaguely remember telling you about that time I ran into him in Port Marnock.
That's right.
Nice guy.
Yeah, I think he'd like it. And I think secretly, being into a lot of Irish history, And if we just pull the thread a bit, I think he could come in here and tell us.
Do you think we could get him on?
I think we could get him on.
I would love to.
Let's get Roy Keane. That's our mission, to get Roy Keane on.
Let's get Roy Keane.
I'm going to tell you another quick legend about Finn McCool.
Love it, yes.
Now, he's characterised in some of these stories as being very wise. Not in the one I just told you. He comes across as an idiot. And
absolute
his wife is
buffoon,
the wise one.
An absolute buffoon.
But they say that he got his knowledge from the Salmon of Knowledge.
The Salmon of Knowledge. Yeah. I know that one.
Should we, as a mascot for the podcast to have in studio, can someone order a salmon off Amazon?
Not a real one.
No, not a real one.
Stink the place out.
No, just a little toy salmon, and we could have the Salmon of Knowledge.
I'd love to have the Salmon of Knowledge here, because it doesn't that, I mean, obviously you've thought about this, but like, what a beautiful representation of what this podcast is. Like, because
exactly.
We are so wise and
exactly.
knowledgeable and get things right just so
yeah.
often.
And if you ask me a question, like, were Finn McCool's parents chance too?
Yeah.
Well, if I don't know the answer, I mean, I do, but if I didn't know the answer, I could just pick up the Salmon of Knowledge, throw it into the stream, and
yeah.
he would swim away and get the answer for
Defer
me.
Defer to the salmon, always.
Or
yes.
Google it.
Did Finn lick him or something?
Yeah, well, yes. So,
which sounds mental, but when you grew up listening to Irish folklore, that's really not as crazy
yeah,
as it seems.
It's a pervert move from Finn to lick fish, but apparently he burnt his thumb while cooking the Salmon of Knowledge, a mythical creature.
Yeah, because you're not supposed to eat it.
No. Definitely don't. If you know, people, I love salmon, but if someone's like, that's the Salmon of Knowledge,
don't eat that
I'm
one.
I'm not going to cook that one.
Eat a different salmon.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
It was a mythical creature in the River Boyne, said it possessed the world's wisdom. And to ease the pain, Finn put his thumb in his mouth, tasting the grease from the fish. And then as he did that, he acquired the fish's knowledge.
So he was cooking it?
He was cooking it, yeah. Well, but from then
that
on.
That must have been after old Maradona happened, though, because.
But here's the thing, see, from then on, if he wanted access to knowledge,
yeah,
according to the legend.
No, he sucked his thumb.
He had to put
his
thumb in his mouth.
Stop it.
Yeah, no, I swear to God, I swear that that's
what every time he had to like answer a difficult question or a maths equation, he would put his thumb in his mouth like a child.
Yeah, it's a tough trade-off, because if you ask me a difficult question, I'll be like, all I need to do to know the answer to this is put my thumb in my mouth, but also that would involve me putting my thumb in my mouth.
And looking like a complete
look
idiot.
Look stupid.
Yeah.
So there's so many legends about him, and people talk about his death. Of course, the big legend is, get ready for it, he's not dead. He's just sleeping in a cave until the hunting horn of Fianna? I don't know.
That's what she said.
Apparently a horn needs to be sounded 3 times and then Finn's coming back.
Like the Candyman?
Yes.
Or Beetlejuice?
Yeah, imagine we said Finn McCool 3 times and then he just, then I go home and he's just there. You know, I fly home back to Belfast and I'm flying over the Giant's Causeway.
Just see him.
And I just see him cooking up a pancake.
Do it and let us know.
Okay, well, that'd be great content for the podcast.
Let's finish the podcast that way, I think.
I mean, there is very boring stuff that, you know, for example, people say like the Giant's Causeway, you know, it might have been formed 60 million years ago, not in the 3rd century, but 60 million years ago after some volcanic activity where lava cooled and formed interlocking basalt columns. But I say he was real because, you know, fuck off, he was real.
It's a better story.
Yeah. And his legacy lives on, because the listeners will be delighted to know, you'll be delighted to know, Finn McCool will be delighted to know that he was honoured after a restaurant in New York was named after him, Finn McCool's, and it featured on Gordon Ramsay's Kitchen Nightmares. What an honour for them.
I have heard about that Finn McCool.
Yeah, it's a fucking shithole. Gordon rinsed them and thankfully they went out of business.
Nice.
But yeah, his legend lives on.
Oh, imagine. Imagine you were knocking about in the 200s and now some like bad restaurateur just named a shitty restaurant after you.
Yeah.
And that's what you get.
But as we've said, he's not dead.
No.
I'm going to summon him. Mm-hmm. I'm going to bring him in. Here's the thing. Here's 2 guests from my wish list come on the podcast.
Yeah.
Finn McCool.
Roy Keane.
And Roy Keane.
Yeah. We'll get them on.
On the one episode.
Yeah.
That's going to be explosive. Is there any, just to finish off, is there anything else you want to ask me about Finn McCool? Or do you feel like I've covered everything?
I feel like if I do ask you a question, you'll probably tell me it's difficult to say.
No, I won't.
So.
You know what I'll do? I'll summon the Salmon of Knowledge and I'll send it downstream for the answer. So that's why I wouldn't be able to answer it right now. But that is some of the myth of Finn McCool.
I like it. That definitely changed my perception of him.
Yeah.
In my head, he was like a mythical Hercules type legend.
No.
Good, you know, cool guy. The name is misleading.
Yes. he's not cool at all.
No.
Like, if you're a real cool guy, you're not going to pretend to be your own son. Like, I'm not that cool, but I'm still never going to pretend to be my own child. To be fair, if my wife was like, this big guy is going to come beat you up, you should pretend to be your son to scare him off, I would do that.
Right, so having just said that you wouldn't do that, you actually have decided that you would.
Yeah, it's a great technique and I would do it. So that is the main story of Finn McCool and the Giant's Causeway. And listeners can decide for themselves if that happened, if it's 100% fact, or if it might be slightly embellished myth. I'm doing Donald Trump hands right now.
You see that?
Yeah, you're the only person that can see that.
You are doing full Trump hands. Don't do those in here.
No, you're not allowed to do that anymore.
Oh, no.
All right, well, look, we will leave it there for this week. Who knows what we'll be talking about next week? Will it be real battles, real facts, real things that were undeniable? Or will it be legends? Who knows?
Who knows? Join us then. In the meantime, give a cheeky little rating wherever you're listening. Let us know that you liked it if you liked it. And if you didn't, maybe don't.
Yeah, don't let us know. Rate, review, subscribe. We're on all the social medias.
We are.
Hazel Hayes, Shane Todd.
The Hazel Hayes.
Yeah, and you know I have a different username for every single social media platform.
Yeah.
Which is the way to be. If you want to find me, all you need to do is go into your nearest stream, dangle a little bit of bait, and catch the salmon of knowledge. And remember, until next time,
we're not fucking historians.
We're Not Fucking Historians is a Stack production and part of the Acast Creator Network.
So let's leave Finn McCool there. We can maybe come back to some of the other stories around the Fenian cycle. It seems like a what do you call something that like gets bigger inside? Cave? Start that again. Cave. A treasure trove.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Kate Thornton. Join me every week on White Wine Question Time, the podcast that asks famous faces three thought-provoking questions over three glasses of wine.
It's very rare to be introduced with such a thorough introduction, and it's kind of lovely to listen to all that and go, yeah, I've had a good life, right?
You really have.
How did you find that? I can't even remember. Yeah.
You do your research, Kate, man. I'll tell you that.
Do you know what? You are the only person ever, no other journalist has ever made that connection.
Wow, what a great question.
And receives some truly memorable answers.
And Tom Cruise came, and Nicole Kidman. I go to him, listen, before you go, Tom, I just want you to know, if you fancy a foursome, I'm up for it, and I know Anne-Marie doesn't mind.
When I first dated my now husband, I joined a gym for, I'm going to say, £1,000 a year, just so I could go off and have a poo.
Actually, I got heckled once in Wales, and there was a bloke at the bar on crutches, and he actually said to me, I'd rather fall over than listen to this shit, and he threw his crutches at me and fell over. Can you believe that?
I've got some cat's ashes, I don't know who they are.
You've been catfished by your own cat.
Exactly, seriously, man.
Dad, have you thought about putting in a breakfast nook? And my dad would think of that. Have you thought about getting your own fucking house?
How did you give a duck an orgasm, Craig?
It's good with them, you know. And then we're way around a duck.
So if you fancy a sit-down with the likes of Adam Hills, Tom Allen, Hannah Waddingham, Phil Tufnell, James Acaster and Ed Gamble, Daisy May Cooper and tons more, then join me every Tuesday and Friday. Search White Wine Question Time in your podcast app to subscribe and listen now. White Wine Question Time is a Stack production.